I thought Grant had something gross in his locker because it smelled so bad. But the smell was coming from my locker.
You shouldn't have judged him for the bad smell. Leave that to God. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. It's really easy to judge others when they do something bad, but you know what? Sometimes you disobey and do bad stuff too, right? And you wouldn't want other people to judge you for that. The Bible says to leave judgment up to God. He's the only perfect judge, and since He perfectly knows right from wrong, He's the best one to do it. Instead, concentrate on following God's command in your own life. That way you won't be guilty of Matthew 7:3 that says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Our story today is called A Smelly Judgment. "Dad, you won't believe what happened at school," exclaimed Maya. She ran ahead of her brother and plopped her school bag onto the kitchen table. "Tell me about it," said Dad as he opened the fridge. "Do you want a glass of milk?" "No, thank you," said Caden, making a sour face. "I'm done with milk for today." "Me too," said Maya. She grinned at her brother. "So, Dad, you know how Caden's been complaining about a funny smell around his locker at school?" Dad nodded and looked at Caden. "Grant's locker is next to yours, and you think he needs to clean it out because everyone in that area is complaining, right? Did you find out what he had in it that was causing the problem?" "It was milk, sour milk," Maya blurted out. "But it wasn't Grant's, it was Caden's. He had left a half-full carton of milk in his locker." "I forgot all about it," explained Caden, looking sheepish. "I set it on the shelf in my locker a week or two ago, and it got shoved way back behind some other stuff, so it turned sour." "Yeah, and did it ever stink," said Maya. "I can't believe Caden never noticed that the smell was coming from his own locker." "I can't either, but I didn't," said Caden with a shrug. "I thought it was Grant's fault, but I should have checked my own locker." "So you had smelly milk and you made a smelly judgment," observed Dad. "Your sour milk is a good thing to keep in mind whenever you're tempted to judge other people for something they've done. It's easy for us to make smelly judgments by pointing a finger at someone else instead of looking at the problems in our own lives. But if we see somebody steal something or hurt someone," Caden asked, "we have to make judgments sometimes, don't we?" "Yes, there are times when we need to confront others about wrongdoing or tell someone in authority so they can help," said Dad. "But that doesn't give us a right to put ourselves above someone else. We're all sinners who need Jesus. He's the only perfect person who's ever lived. We need to leave the judging up to Him." So how about you? Are you quick to point a finger at others? Do you criticize the way they live or the things they do differently from what you think is right? It's easier to point out other people's shortcomings instead of your own, isn't it? And that's not how Jesus calls us to live. He died on the cross for all sin, including yours, and He's the only one who can judge. Focus on living your life and leave the judgment to Him. Our key verse is James chapter 4, verse 12.
Who are you to judge another?
And our key thought, leave judgment to God. Sometimes learning about the Bible can be kind of hard and confusing, and even adults have some trouble understanding it. However, if you have questions, ask your parents or a pastor that you know. Or you can also send your questions to us here at Keys for Kids Ministries. The best way to ask your question is to go to keysforkids.net and click on Contact Us. Send us your question about the Keys for Kids story or about the Bible, and we'll help out with whatever we can. We're online at keysforkids.net. As always, this is Zach. Thanks so much for listening to Keys for Kids.